This is Radio Nepal. I'm Trisana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal held discussion with Indian Prime Minister and President regarding bilateral relation. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province taking vote of confidence at 3 p.m. today. And telling pilgrims died during bus attack in Jammu of India. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda attended the swearing-in ceremony of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday evening. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi held a meeting on Sunday evening. In the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal expressed confidence that the relations between Nepal and India would reach a new height during his tenure. Similarly, both the Prime Ministers discussed various issues of bilateral interest and mutual relations between Nepal and India. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal has also held a meeting with President of India, Draupadi Murmu. Newly appointed Union Minister S. Jaishankar has also paid a courtesy meeting with Prime Minister Dahal in New Delhi. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to return home this evening. President Ramchandra Podil is scheduled to leave for Switzerland on 11 June. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Podil is to attend the inaugural forum of the Global Coalition for Social Justice on 30 June. Likewise, President Podil is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his Swiss counterpart Viola Amaran on 12 June. President Podil will leave Geneva for Berlin on June 15th for an official visit to Germany at the invitation of German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier. The Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives has directed relevant agencies to enforce timely measures for maintaining financial discipline amid rising corruption. During today's meeting at Singha Darbar, the committee instructed that first-class office facilities be established at Kumari Chowk Tatha Kendriya Tahsil Karyalaya. Additionally, a management survey was ordered to assess staffing needs. The committee also emphasized the urgency of providing government buildings to Kumari Chowk Tatha Kendriya Tatha Tahsil Karyalaya to protect important records. Moreover, the meeting decided to form two teams to conduct on-site studies regarding the operational issues and construction errors at Bhairava and Pokhara International Airports. Chief Minister of the Gandaki Province Government Surendra Rao Pandey is taking vote of confidence today. According to the Province Assembly Secretariat, Chief Minister Pandey is taking a vote of confidence at a meeting of the Province Assembly scheduled for 3 p.m. this afternoon. As per the Article 168(3) of the Constitution, Pandey has become the Chief Minister as the leader of the single largest party and needs the support of 31 Province Assembly members to secure the vote of confidence. Radio Nepal has started test transmission via an FM relay station in the Bajura district. The test transmission of 98 MHz FM started on Sunday morning from the relay station at Badimalika Municipality 7, Kalazagra Pokhrelgadi of the district. Three people died and three others sustained injuries when a Bolero Jeep made an accident in Musikot Municipality 1, Nepane of Rukum West. The jeep heading to Musikot 4, Chinket from Kalanga, met with the accident on Sunday evening. Birganj Metropolitan City has directed the public and private schools to manage classes only within 10:30 a.m. with immoderate rise in temperature lately. A meeting of the Metropolitan City on Sunday directed the schools to limit their classroom hours from today onwards. Chief Administrative Officer of Birganj Metropolitan City, Matrika Batrai, cited the forecast of the Meteorological Department that the heat may further increase in the Tharaimadesh region. The Ambassador of Israel to Nepal, Hanan Goder, has assured that the Israeli government will leave no stone unturned to rescue Bipin Joshi, held hostage by Hamas. On Sunday, Ambassador Goder visited Joshi's home in Mahendra Nagar, Kanchanpur, and inquired about his family members' well-being. The Ministry of Finance is organizing 21st replenishment of the International Development Association, IDA 21, from June 18 to 21 in Kathmandu. The IDA 21 is considered a crucial event to be organized in Nepal by the World Bank Group. According to the Finance Minister's personal secretariat, the organizing committee has been formed under the leadership of Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini and the Management and Coordination Committee under the leadership of Ministry's Joint Secretary Sri Krishna Nepal. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda is scheduled to inaugurate the IDA 21. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 10 people have died and 33 injured after suspected militants fired on a bus carrying Hindu pilgrims in the Indian Federal Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. According to the police officials, the driver lost control as firing began, causing the bus to plunge into a gorge in the Riasi district of Jammu. While rescue operations have concluded, a search operation by the Indian Army and police is underway to track down the attackers. Officials said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had taken stock of the situation and asked for the best medical care to be provided to the injured. The bus was on its way to the base camp from the famous Hindu shrine of Mata Vaishno Devi when it was fired upon. The passengers are yet to be identified. French President Emmanuel Macron announced a snap parliamentary election after the far-right national rally's significant gains in the recent European elections. According to the BBC, the national rally secured more than twice the votes of Macron's centrist alliance. The parliamentary election is scheduled for 30 June and 7 July. It is important to note that Macron's presidency is not at risk in this election. Hamas has accused Israel of committing a complex war crime with its bloody attack on the Nusrat refugee camp, which freed four captives. The Al Jazeera reports that bodies continue to arrive at hospitals, including Al-Aqsa Hospital, amid continued Israel attacks. According to Gaza's health ministry, the death toll from Saturday rose to 274 civilians. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to arrive in Egypt on Monday on his latest Middle East trip to push for a ceasefire in Gaza. Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz quit the unity government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, accusing him of failure in the war on Gaza and calling for early elections. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, also partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, also at few parts of hilly regions of rest of the province. At present, there is partial influence of western winds and local air in the country, including induced low pressure system from around Bihar of India. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Dahal held discussion with Indian Prime Minister and President regarding bilateral relations. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province taking vote of confidence at 3 p.m. today. And 10 pilgrims died during bus attack in Jammu of India. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.